the head of the FBI, James Comey, is slamming both Apple and Google for using advanced encryption software that could prevent police from taking evidence off a suspect's phone. The comments come at the end of a bad week for Apple, as Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd reports.
It started out so well. Thousands, no, millions of people lining up to buy the new iPhone 6 and iPhone 6 Plus. On Monday, the company made an announcement. More than 10 million phones sold, a new record. The new phones are bigger than previous generations. The 6 Plus sports a 5.5-inch screen. But that was part of the problem.
What's up, guys? Lou here, back with another video, and today we're going to be doing the official iPhone 6 Plus bend test.
Now, social media started buzzing this week. If you put the big phone in your pocket, the aluminum frame might start to bend. Videos like this one from the blog Unbox Therapy added fuel to the fire.
So there you have it, guys. Unfortunate, but under the pressure of my hands, it does bend quite significantly. Bottom line here is it's an aluminum phone. It is going to bend if you apply enough pressure like I just did. Now, will this happen?
For its part, Apple says it's only gotten 9 complaints about bent phones in the first 6 days of sales. Apple even invited reporters to see its own bend test. A video from the tech news site Recode shows the new phones getting pinched and crimped by machines in a lab. Apple says the phones meet or exceed quality standards for everyday use.
My advice to people is don't wear tight pants and put the phone in your front pocket.
Roger Kay is a tech industry analyst. He says the bending controversy, Benghazi he calls it, could be tougher on Apple than the company is letting on. It could be enough to convince potential buyers to switch to a competitor like Samsung or HTC. Kay also says if it is a design flaw, it could be hard to fix.
If you try to change materials or dimensions or anything, that just reshuffles the whole deck. It's very hard to do that once you're in production. So I don't see Apple changing anything about its manufacturing in this situation. They'll really have to wait until the next phone before they fix this.
Long term, Apple will have to deal with something else. The federal government. On Thursday, FBI Director James Comey said Apple and Google could get in the way of police investigations. The software on these new phones is getting ever more advanced. Consumers are demanding more complex systems because they're worried about hacking and spying. Companies like Apple have responded with new phones that are so encrypted even Apple says it can't unlock a device for police. Critics have said the technology will help child molesters and murderers get away with, well, murder. Frank Gillette tracks the tech industry for Forrester Research. He says Apple and others will be dealing with this controversy for a long time.
Nobody wants the government on their tail, but at the same time, Apple, Google, Microsoft all want to be able to assure their customers that their information is truly private. And so what we're really seeing played out is not something between the FBI and Apple, but frankly, something that will be worked out between governments and companies around the world about privacy, the extent of privacy, and in what situations the government has a right to access information.
Gillette says all this negative publicity for Apple, including news that software updates for the phone's operating system were actually making the phones unusable, is kind of expected.
As the world's most valuable company and one of the world's most recognizable brands, they're frankly a lightning rod for all kinds of acting out or opinions or ideas for all of us who have, you know, these smartphones in our pockets, which is hundreds of millions of us.
And that staggering number, along with the scrutiny that comes with it, is growing as we speak. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
I still can't get over the term Benghazi.